upon a mound of gold, and there he grew so very old. His beard so thick, it kept him warm and well when he was sailing. So rich was he, but still he lacked one tiny single gem. The pearl he wanted for his hoard would be the death of him.
That one, the one who sits in the shadow.
Him? We call him Strike. He's not the ranger thing. He's nothing at all.
So you say. Who are these others he seems so interested in?
Who? Where?
The halflings. The strangers over there.
Oh, they're from the Shire. Odd little buggers, aren't they? Hey, where are you off to?
To see friends. Stay here. Watch them.
Far from Balin's home, there lived a tired and ancient dragon. His wings were broke, his fire was bent, his eyes, they were a-sagging. And he was known throughout the land, for in his goddess scale he had. He clutched a pearl of great renown, and Balin this the nag. One day to find old Balin came a-calling. So old they were, they tried to find, but couldn't.